welcome to another episode of the Bread Hustlers. We're in a different studio this time. We're in, where are we?
Melrose Podcast.
That's West Hollywood. Are we in West Hollywood?
Yeah, I believe so.
We're on Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, I'm still a tourist.
I'm still, I'm in from Miami, okay? Yeah. I'm trying to understand how this works down here, just like New York City. Alex, we have here, and we have a special guest for the first time.
Hi, guys. I'm Capri.
Capri, not like, well, is it like the island in Italy?
Yeah, exactly. So many people say the juice or the pants.
Do you pronounce it Capri
juice?
Or Capri?
Oh, Capri.
In Italy, it's Capri.
Oh, Capri Suns.
Well, I'm not actually Italian, so that's the problem. So, yeah.
Okay.
Capri Suns, yeah, exactly.
I was thinking, like, have you been to Capri?
I have.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
It really is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did you bring mom with you, or did you go by yourself?
They actually brought me. I was really young.
Now, that is a lucky, I mean, you're lucky. I went the first time on my honeymoon, so. Capri, listen, we've never had an artist on this show like yourself, so we're going to switch up this whole spiel here, because usually we're talking about businesses and all this stuff. I want to learn about your success. You know, how did you start? When did you get into the business? You know, what excites you the most about the business? Tell me a little bit about yourself and that road that you went through.
Okay, so basically my parents put me in piano lessons when I was like 5. So I started singing and playing the piano like super, super young. And kind of ever since I started, I kind of just knew that I didn't want to do anything else. I don't know. I started doing little shows, and then the little shows turned into slightly bigger shows, and I started to write songs, make music, and I kind of just always had this feeling that that was what I wanted to do. And so I started to really take it seriously, I guess, when I was 11. I did this 80... Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Getting the lay of the land where I can hit myself where I cannot. I'm sorry for the interruption.
No worries.
I thought it was his stomach, to be honest. That is just his knee.
Indigestion, Jewish problem.
Okay, but when I was 11, I did this 80 country kind of tour. We can get more into that.
Country? Later.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of countries. Yeah. Did you even know there were that? No, I'm sure.
No. Now I'm very interested.
Yeah, so kind of did that, and that gave me the travel/touring bug really bad. And then I came back, and I was like, how am I supposed to do 7th grade like a normal kid? Like, I just went to 80 countries, and I kind of just, my nerves were kind of shot after that, as you can imagine. To this day, my attention span is like zilch, but...
Isn't everybody's though right now with social media?
That's so true. That's so true. Everybody has ADHD. But yeah, and then after that, I started making my own music. I'm originally from Vancouver, Canada, and I moved down to Los Angeles a couple of years ago just to full send it and make it a career. So yeah.
And how has it treated you? I mean, listen, everything that you're doing is a business though, right?
Absolutely.
So everything has to be monetized and converted.
Yep.
For your success. And obviously there's multiple types of success. So your success financially, you know, your emotional health, obviously, as well as your fans, right? Yep. You're giving them entertainment and applying that to them, which makes them feel good about themselves.
Absolutely.
So tell me more about that type of a journey that you've been on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of trial and error, as it is with everything. I mean, it's kind of like being an artist nowadays is so much like being a startup company, because now the labels aren't doing artist development, so you're now in charge of marketing and artist development and PR, and I'm my own like videographer and editor a lot of the time. And so,
really?
Yeah. Mostly because I'm kind of a control freak. And
I mean, listen, I can't help you with that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But it's also, you know, you just have to, you accidentally end up acquiring all of these random different skills because it is so important to now in 2024 as an artist. You want to be an influencer, and you want it. People want to see all different types of sides of your life. Like, there used to be kind of this allure of when you were an artist back in the day, and it was, they would listen to the music and they would see a couple pictures that you put out, maybe a music video, but they wouldn't really get to know you. And now everything is so accessible. Like, you know, I know when I love an artist, I go and I watch all their interviews, and you can learn so much about all these people nowadays. So, I mean, it's very interesting. Again, it's very much trial and error, but yeah, it's a journey.
So where do you focus a majority of your time on, right? Because obviously there's social media, which we know very well.
Yeah.
It's our job. But you know, financially, where does it make the most sense to spend a lot of your time on, which gives you the largest ROI for yourself as well as social your fans?
Social media, specifically TikTok.
Yeah, just specify
TikTok.
That.
TikTok,
specifically TikTok.
Do you go live on TikTok?
Yeah, not as much as I should, but I go live on TikTok. I was live on TikTok today.
You gotta go live like 3 or 4 times a week.
Gosh, I know people that go live? Will sleep on TikTok.
Should we go live right now on TikTok?
Should we do it?
Let's go live on TikTok. We're going live, guys.
Where's the phone?
Who's got her phone?
So I've noticed, because we manage a lot of people on social media, and TikTok is a huge place for people to go live and, you know, entertain and get gifts for that.
Yep.
Right? As they should. That's a job. Right, you're not going on there. Well, you're going on there for fun to talk to your fans, but you're entertaining them.
You know, it's a lot like I used to busk when I was in Vancouver, and you know, people would tip, right?
Sure.
And that's kind of the way TikTok Live is, except you're not in person, but it's kind of the same model.
So how many hours a week should you be doing that? Ultimately, what would your goal be?
On going live specifically, or just on social media?
Social media.
Ooh. I probably spend 4 or 5 hours a day doing social media, like planning out my content, filming. I do a lot of like recording for specifically TikTok. Brand deals take up a lot of time. Instagram posting. I started getting heavy on my Snapchat game recently, because that's like a super great way to monetize. But my my deal with Snapchat is like I'm supposed to do 50 stories a day.
50 stories a day.
So I'm like taking pictures of the sky at this point. I'm like, I don't know what I do.
Wait a second. Why don't you just hire someone to follow you with a camera? I mean, I had this idea with Alex.
I'm actually trying to find somebody, so.
Mom. Mom, you do such a great job.
She is way too overqualified to follow me with a camera.
No, but she's with you. She's your support. Yeah. Like, she would be like my
You have to like separate church and state. Like, you need somebody professional, because then she'll be on top of her mom. Like, you're doing it wrong. Like, you don't want to hold your mom accountable.
Well, you know what? Actually,
that.
Yesterday I was trying to, I had this idea for an album cover, and I was like, she was like, do you want to get a photographer? I was like, no, you need to take it with this digital camera. I got this like $50 digital camera because I just, I don't know. And so she was taking
a digital camera.
Yeah. And she was just taking pictures of me on this rooftop yesterday. Yeah. So she, you know, she does. She's a woman of many talents.
Listen, thank God for her, because you're here, right?
Exactly,
I'm a mama's boy-ish, although I get tons of Jewish guilt all day, every day.
We're mama's boys. I mean, you're saying you're not, but we, like, every Jewish boy is like a mama's
boy. You know, good son is a mama's boy. But are you closer to your mother or your father?
My mom.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the fun questions.
Sorry, Dad.
But you still love him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Dad, she didn't mean it that way.
No, he knows.
Right or left side of the bed you sleep on?
Actually, both.
You're in the middle?
Sometimes I'm in the middle, yeah.
That means
you
just don't care.
Biggest bed ever.
You just don't care. That's what you really, like, it doesn't, wherever you end up, you end up. It's not like.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like some people say left side of the bed because it's closer to the door, or like the right side of the bed because they're trying to get away from their wife or something. It's like there's always a certain.
So wait. By the way, he's got a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm guessing they're going to get married in the next couple years.
Aww.
So you're trying to get away.
No pressure.
Your significant other's out. You're subconsciously saying to us right now.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I'm judging by responses we've gotten.
Okay.
From that question.
Do you brush your teeth with your left hand or your right hand?
Right. Absolutely. I can't do anything with my left hand.
Try it tonight. I'm giving you a challenge right now.
Okay.
Try brushing your teeth with your opposite hand.
Yeah, my teeth are not going to get cleaned.
Well, you can switch back.
Okay.
Try it for like a minute.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be very beneficial to your left side of the brain.
I'll follow up in the comment section, guys.
Yeah, comment below.
I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah, and comment below, have you ever tried this?
Okay, yeah.
I'm curious. Okay.
Listen, you got started at a really young age, 11 years old, 12 years old, right, you said?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like the hardest thing of entrepreneurship, and Robert and I are going through this right now, like we have families, we have girlfriends, parents, like we never see them, we're working 24. I can't imagine doing it at such a young age. Can you walk me through like how that affected your friendships and relationships growing up?
That's a great question.
Listen, a lot of kids don't come out of that clean. You seem like a pretty healthy young girl.
Thank you.
Seem you have it all. First impression, but like it seems like you have it
100%.
All together. Like, can you walk me through what was going on as a kid when you were doing 80 countries in what, 2 years? Like, that's wild.
It was actually 9 months.
Nine months. Holy shit.
Yeah, we didn't come home once. It was 3 to 4 days per country, and so we were just hopping all over the place. It was actually crazy. Yeah. Planes, trains,
Boats. Automobiles. Have you seen that movie? It's Mom, have you seen that movie?
That's a generation difference.
Okay, sorry. You'll look it up later.
Okay. Mom will show you. For sure.
So, Go watch Cool Runnings with John Candy, too, while you're at it.
Yeah. That question is a great question. What did you have to deal with friends? I mean, when you're always on the run, obviously, with your age, so you had FaceTime. I didn't have that.
Yeah, I mean, during that time, I definitely was not that focused on friendships at all. I was very much of a nerd kid. I didn't have that many friends. I had a lot of free time, which I feel like turned out to be a good thing because, I danced competitively growing up. I was always, doing music, and so I didn't have a lot of free time, but, you know, I made up for it in my later teenage years, so it's okay.
So you had, you had a gap, right? Like there was a time where you weren't working, growing, you know,
I feel like it's honestly just been a progression of just trying to find that balance because sure. I do think it is so important and kind of my family has always told, hammered home to me the importance of balance and the importance of maintaining spiritual health and physical health and mental health and all of that stuff because it does, you're going to be more productive in your business life. I'm preaching to the choir, but.
I wish I was following that. I don't understand. We're grinding it all night to the hour. And when I don't grind, I'm with my kids.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Well, it is difficult, and I feel like it's something that I'm constantly trying to figure out and trying to find, too, is what is that balance? And sometimes the pendulum swings too far to one side, and then I knock it back too far to the other side, but it's always just, I'm always trying to keep that in mind.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully touring, hopefully stadium tours. That's my biggest goal is to, I've always, ever since the 80 Anthems experience, I've always wanted to get back on the road and get back touring. Performance is my absolute favorite part of the music industry. And so I just really want to create a really good live show and to be able to bring it everywhere and see the world again.
So this is an interesting question. So music is, someone produces your music, right, with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that? Are you signed with any big agency that owns the rights to your music?
No. I'm completely unsigned.
So that's one of the main reasons, this whole podcast is that's a huge pivot point in your career, right? That you own your own music. I mean, you see people buying Taylor Swift's music, right? And that whole scandal.
With Scooter Braun, that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So how did you work that deal out?
I mean, to be honest, it's kind of just the way things have gone. It's the way that I've kind of just found myself in positions with great collaborators. Like the people I produce my music with are so amazing and they don't want to take anything that they don't believe is theirs. You know what I mean? So we are able to work out really great deals. And I feel like I've really met the best people who have my best interests at heart.
What's the main marketing angle for your... I mean, listen, the pink hair is amazing. I would love to see what color hair you think Robert should have.
Oh, God.
But you have a whole marketing... you have a personal brand that's obviously excelled. What's the game plan?
So basically, the pink hair was completely an accident.
An accident?
Yeah, I had black hair, and I was trying to go blonde again. Okay. And
I thought you were originally black, and then you went blonde. And then
blonde.
I'll tell you now.
Yeah, okay.
I have girls.
I should have noticed that.
Exposing me.
No. But listen.
Look at her roots.
I said that to my mother once in a bagel shop. She goes, Robin, how dare you? And I'm with her. This was 20 years ago. And with my grandmother, old Jewish. Robin, you can't talk about your mother's hair like that. So I'm sorry in advance. I'm sorry, grandmother, wherever you are. I love you.
Robert loves his grandma.
I do. I'm more of a grandma's boy than mama's boy. But anyways.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's got where a soft side comes from.
So, pink hair.
Yep.
You wanted blonde. What happened?
That my hairdresser was like, girl, don't do it. And I was like, nope, we're going to do it. So then she dyed my hair and it turned this interesting shade of pink. And I was like, actually, we could roll with this.
Wow.
This might work. And then I kind of just kept it.
It's
great.
Yeah. There's some people that can't really pull it off. You fucking pull it off. We met at the event last night, Damon John's event. I'm like, who is that? I want to talk to that. She's cool. She rocking the pink hair. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So, Facebook monetization. Have you ever started are you know, that aspect of it? Do you have a Facebook following? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. I have done a lot of Facebook in the past. My Facebook got hacked.
Whose page hasn't got hacked? Everybody we talk to, they've had some crazy story with Facebook pages.
Somebody started posting like pictures of tornadoes from my account. Like,
tornadoes.
And I got locked out, and there was like all these natural disasters that I was posting. I was like, oh my god.
Global warming.
No. I think he did more than George Bush would have done, probably. Creating some awareness.
Right, like it was actually a good thing. They're like, she's not doing anything good for the world. Let me take over. Yeah, no. So, try to build my Facebook back up. But I actually, I was a YouTuber for a cool minute.
Really?
I joined a YouTube content house, and I spent 5-6 days a week filming YouTube content. We did this, like, reality show. So I put a lot of time into YouTube as well.
And are you still doing that? Or
I don't so much do the YouTuber stuff, but I post all my music on there, music videos.
Have you tried other genres than your current one?
Honestly, I've dabbled in a lot of different genres. I think a lot of being an artist now too, because there's no artist development anymore, is part of developing yourself as an artist is finding your sound and finding your genre. So, you know, last year I made a couple rock songs and dabbled in that. Rock songs. And
did you enjoy that?
It was fun.
Not your thing.
Not my thing.
Okay. Not your thing.
I mean, they're still hard drive hits. Like,
although
you know,
the hair could be awesome for rock and roll.
Well, I had like black and white hair at that point. It was giving even... skunk. Yeah, it was a little bit more rock. I've dabbled in a bunch of different types of music. I found EDM music about a year ago, and I've kind of been doing a lot of that as well as like just pop. So those are kind of my two main genres at the moment, but. I've tried a lot of things. I rapped in a jingle. Shout out Chiquita.
You rapped in a jingle. What does that mean? Can you rap right now? Wait a second.
I would offend some people.
Okay, all right.
My best friend's a rapper. She would watch this and
that makes amazing content.
Yeah?
Yeah, amazing.
Robert loves to offend people. That's his name.
I don't offend anyone. That's not my style, honey. Okay.
Joking.
But that would be I create cool content.
You can rap if you want to rap. If you don't want to rap, you don't have to rap.
Exactly.
Okay. You want to hear my banana jingle?
I would love to
hear it. There we go. Now we're talking. You can't ask for it. That's a trick. Right.
I'm turning red.
Take notes.
Let's do it. I cannot wait for this. This is going to make my day.
Just like gold, I like the bright yellow. Just one bite, I'm hype, I say hello. All I really need is a little bit of Chiquita. Put it in my smoothie, make it a little sweeter. Feel good, look good, real hot like the equator. But don't be mad if they all go bad if you put them in the refrigerator.
Wow.
That was epic. Holy shit. That was incredible. First of all, your voice. It's always funny. You listen to people sing and they don't sound anything like that when you're talking. And I'm listening.
It's usually edited. Now AI. I mean,
no, but she's not edited.
That wasn't. I'm saying.
Okay, what are you talking about?
No, I'm saying it usually is like that wasn't. That was.
I know, but even if okay, all right, yes, but holy shit, you got a voice.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's great. Wow.
Amazing.
That was impressive. I loved it. Okay. All right. So, Chiquita banana. Now I want a banana. Anyone have a banana?
I have a few in my bag.
Okay, I'll have a banana in a few. Okay, you want to try some candy?
Yeah.
Do you like candy?
Yeah.
Okay. You like Jolly Ranchers? What do you want to start with? We have Crazy Freeze here. It's freeze dried candy.
Also, you have to do an honest review.
Honest review.
If you don't like it, you got to tell us.
100%. I'd be the first one to tell you.
We're just gonna kick you off the podcast 100%. Right now, but you can tell us.
So we have freeze dried blizzards, which are quote Skittles. Jolly G's, which you figure that one out.
Yeah.
And then Goobers, which are
The nerd clusters. Ooh, can I
what
try
do you
the
start?
Nerd clusters?
You're gonna try all of them. What do you want to start with?
The nerd clusters.
Okay, grab it. Yeah, grab it.
You found an ambassador, man.
I don't know. Candy is everyone's ambassador. That's my thought process with this.
Are we all trying this together?
Yes, I'm going to try it with you. I mean, I've tried it a million times, but I love this.
I actually haven't tried it.
You've never tried this?
I haven't tried it.
Okay, we're going to do it together then.
Hold on.
There. All right. I don't want to hit this mic. All right. Have you ever had this?
No.
Oh my God.
I've been seeing it all over TikTok though, so.
Remember the Gobstopper and Willy Wonka, the original? Like,
did you ever see Willy Wonka?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It reminds me like the one at the end where he puts it on the desk like this. I don't actually, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
In the movie, it's like.
All right, well, let's try it.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Oh, it's always one of my favorites.
That's amazing.
What does it taste like?
Are we doing ASMR?
We can. I would like that. Listen, guys. All right. That was delicious.
That was great.
All right. So
yeah, I'd give that like a cool 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want, let's go, let's switch it up to Skittles and then we'll finish with the bomb.
Okay. Yeah.
That's closer to you, hon.
Yeah.
Now, these things are going to throw you off. You've never had these before, right? I'm telling you.
I'm nervous.
Don't be. They are crack. Okay. They're much better than a regular Skittle.
I definitely have tried the Skittles before.
This I know one. You've tried yeah, this one. So if you look at it.
It looks like it exploded.
It did explode.
I'm wondering what the process behind making this is.
A big machine.
Okay.
Hmm.
Ha. Tell me.
What?
Yeah.
Why is it so much better?
Mm-hmm. And listen, the crazy thing is.
I agree.
And you don't have to chew it forever. It doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
Oh, whoops. The cool thing with this is this bag is like half a bag of regular Skittles. So it's like half the amount of calories.
So it's healthy.
Yeah. I mean, sugar healthy, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Guys, diet hack.
Mm. All right. Let's go with Jolly Ranchers.
Okay.
Wow. That purple one was next level. All right. Let's see this. Wow. It's crack.
You know, this is the best podcast I've been on because nobody else has given me candy.
What? We're going to send you Crazy Freeze. Yeah. How about that?
Please?
In boxes. 100%.
Can you please?
100%. You want this one?
Yeah.
All right. So this is... So, okay. This is the crazy thing about this. This... That little piece... Or it's not that little, but that... It kind of... Gosh. That's like a quarter of a Jolly Rancher. A regular Jolly Rancher is four times the size.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
That's my favorite.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That one gets a 10 out of 10.
I'm with you.
Yeah. See, there's something so satisfying about the airiness of it.
The airiness. And the, yeah. 100%. I mean, it's addictive.
It is.
So
yeah.
What your favorite was this?
Yep.
Okay, Jolly Ranchers.
Yep. For
so,
sure.
So Capri's favorite is Jolly Ranchers.
We only got one more.
No, that's the same as this.
We have three. Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't realize.
And the crazy part about this is on the bottom, there's all like this candy dust. You take that, you put that together, and you like put it on ice cream as like a topper.
Oh.
Now, people won't think about that.
Life hack.
Yeah. I'm fat. So.
Not fat.
Or dad bod or whatever you want to call it.
A dad bod.
So, well, listen, we appreciate you being on our podcast.
Thanks
as
for
the
me.
First musician on our podcast.
First artist on our podcast.
Artist, musician.
Influencers.
Influencers. Yeah. I think she does everything. You have a merch line?
I do.
You want to plug your merch line?
No, just do it.
I always do limited edition drops, so I don't have anything dropped at the moment. But like when I do releases, I'll drop for like 21 days.
Can you?
I'll probably be dropping soon though. Yeah, guys, you can stay tuned on all my socials, and I'll just be posting. I post all the freaking time, like way too much. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then
you'll see it.
We'll do a bunch of different clips too. So stay tuned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you're the best.
Yeah.